Claudia Sheinbaum was elected the country's first female president after a bloody election campaign that saw 37 candidates assassinated. And that's our neighbor. Whoa. We live next to a fucking crack house.
That's on fire.
A crack house on fire run by a Jew.
Good morning, George. And historic victory this morning for Claudia Sheinbaum, who rose to national prominence here as mayor of Mexico City and now will take office later this year as Mexico's first ever female president. No matter your politics, this is a monumental moment for this country where politics have long been patriarchal, where women were not even granted the right to vote until the 1950s. Sheinbaum is also Jewish, another first in this extremely Catholic country. Sheinbaum is also Jewish, another first in this extremely Catholic country. Her closest challenger conceding overnight, Sheinbaum currently leading by roughly 30 points. The question now, how does she govern amidst myriad challenges for the U.S.? Does she follow in his footsteps or does she chart a different path? That will be the key question, Robin, for everything from trade to migration to drug dress. The question now, how does she govern amidst myriad challenges? First,
mantendremos la obligada división entre el poder económico y el poder político. No nos someteremos a ningún poder económico o extranjero, por más poderoso que sea.
Mexico has elected its first female president. Claudia Sheinbaum received about 60% of the country's votes. Her closest competitor received about 27%.
Agradezco también.
I want to thank you as well, because for the first time in 200 years of the Republic, I will become the first woman president of Mexico. The new president is a former climate energy scientist and served as the mayor of Mexico City. Sheinbaum's election is another first for Mexico. While the 61-year-old says she does not consider herself religious, she is the first person of Jewish heritage to lead the primarily Catholic country. Sheinbaum's six-year term will start on October 1st.
Muchas gracias. ¡Que viva México!
¡Viva México!
This is how it started. A celebration of Mexican democracy. Hundreds gathered at the Mexican consulate in Little Italy, waiting for their turn to vote. And this is how it ended. Frustration and chanting, "We want to vote, we want to vote," from people who waited 7, 8, even 9 hours on Sunday and still had not cast a ballot.
Llevo esperando 7 horas. No pude votar.
Sara Chamay waited 7 hours and was not able to vote.
There weren't enough ballots there, and people got a little angry because some people stayed 8 hours and they couldn't vote.
That is Rafael Fernandez de Castro, director of the Center for U.S. and Mexico Studies at UC San Diego. Despite the hiccup, Fernandez de Castro says it was a historic day for Mexican democracy. Morena Party candidate Claudia Sheinbaum won by a landslide over Xochitl Galvez. She will become the first female president in Mexican history. Sheinbaum is a close ally of current president Andrés Manuel López Obrador and benefited from his policies. López Obrador's administration has doubled the minimum wage, offered cash distributions to poor communities, and created social programs for elderly Mexicans. Now, Fernández de Castro says Sheinbaum's real work begins. In Tijuana, voters lined up to fill out their colorful ballots. Unlike in the U.S., there are more than two political parties. Another big difference, people do not get the I voted sticker. Instead, they get semi-permanent ink stamped on their thumb. This is meant to assure that people don't vote more than once.
Las más importantes de la historia.
Salvador Tavares was among the voters in Tijuana. He's wondering how Sheinbaum's election will impact U.S.-Mexico relations.
Es como los vecinos. No nos escogimos, pero aquí estamos. Tenemos que tener buenas relaciones.
Sheinbaum's sixth-year term will begin October 1st.
Was marred by terrible violence. At least 38 candidates were assassinated during the campaign.
City has one of the highest vaccination rates in the world. That's How did great. You do that?
Well, it's we believe in education above everything. For example, the use of masks, we never put it as a mandatory thing. We just explained that it was very, very important for the city, and we are the city that probably right now and during the pandemic use more masks. And it's the same for vaccination. We have 95% of all the adults in Mexico City vaccinated already.
So does that put you in a good position to come back economically from the pandemic, which has hit Mexico hard?
That's right, especially in terms of labor. We lost a lot of formal labor jobs, a lot of formal jobs. And we are now in the path of economic recovery for the city. And that it's cities all over the world have many, many difficult problems in terms of recuperation of economics. But we are right now with a plan that I think is going to work.
It's just sickening shit, and Mexico was one of the few countries during so-called pandemic you could enter without proof of vaccine. So Mexico was pretty and still is pretty good. I believe that this woman cannot do much because they don't have that power. She is a first woman Jew president. She was put there because she was critical of old president didn't speak highly of the Jewish mafia, and he even said it. I verified. He said that United States is run by Jewish mafia, and that's very, very bad news. Her name is Claudia Sheinbaum. Imagine, it's like as Mexican as it can be, right? Schneebaum.
My Germans say alles klar. Got it.
Yeah, has been elected Mexico's first woman president. In other words, it's all bad news. Not enough that she's a woman. That's bad news. Being a president, woman with power, it's the worst of the worst. Let me break it down. When you have the kid who grew up being bullied, he becomes the worst cop. So when woman gets the power of the man, that's automatically is too much stress on her mind. It's not because it's just the nature. A woman with the power is the worst thing that I imagine. In my view, it's one of the worst things can ever happen. Look at the Hillary. Look at the Margaret Thatcher. Look at all these women with power. It's a very bad news. But okay, besides the woman part, she could be a man too. So, and there is a lot of questions they're asking. What nationality is Schneebaum? And a lot of official websites are saying Mexican. She is Mexican by citizenship, not ethnicity or nationality. She is Jewish. They kind of don't write. They don't. She's a left wing. She's a very left wing politician. She claimed to be a specialist on the climate. Yes, she's from the political party called Morena. It's a communist, the radical left wing, Zio communist, basically. And her face is nasty, man. When I look at that face, ugh. She reminds me that New Zealand girl, what's her name? That transgender-looking one. This woman is, look at this evil face. I mean, just look at it. That's
Jacinda
evil right
or
there.
That Jacinda Arden?
Look how evil that face is. Look how evil it is. Look how evil this face is. Oh, I wouldn't want to have a school teacher like that. She's very, very evil person. I'm telling you, this is a very evil woman as a character, besides being a left winger, etc. That's bad news for me. now the Jews start being open now. Before they were hiding behind different ethnicities, and now they go open. They just have open, put their open candidates just openly. Like Biden's cabinet is surrounded openly by Jews. Trump is a Jew puppet, and in his mind, he's a Jew too. Now the Trump comes up forward. The Kennedy Jr., who was talking against the vaccines and stuff, it's outrageous. If you would listen to him, what he has to say about Israel and all that stuff, we live in a not, this is a not case, not nightmare scenario that we're facing with the Jews being open. They passing the laws not to say anything about them. They harassing people who have anti-Israeli protests against the genocide of Palestinians. I mean, the president of Argentina is openly a Jew puppet. Now the Mexican president is open Jew. Then we have another Jew puppet, Jew slash actor, fake puppet, whatever you want to call him, the Trump. I mean, this is getting worse and worse day by day. Ukraine has a Zelensky Jew. So the Jews now going in open. They're just going in open. They don't give a shit. I don't think they give a fuck anymore because they're going open right now. Seriously. This is even more disturbing because they don't even bother.
Or we would better to say Zionists or world elites whatsoever, because not all of them are Jews, but majority maybe.
Well, put it this way. I call them Jews. That identifies everything you need. And I'm not saying that every Jew is part of it. Of course not. But it's a Jewish mafia. Put it this way. When we're describing and talking about, let's say, Italian mafia, we don't assume that every Italian is part of the mafia. And not every member of Italian mafia is Italian. They had a lot of Irish people working with them, black people driving their cars and doing things for them, the runners, you know, the soldiers. But the name remained Italian mafia because the organizers and the agenda was structured by Italian mafia. So this is a Jewish mafia. That's why I call them Jews. And of course,
but I would ask you, why? What do you think? Why are we now at the moment that our world lives in such a world? Why? How come that we came to that point? How it happened? What is?
Well, I'll tell you why. That has to do with their convictions. Some of their atheist part, non-religious part, still have convictions. It's sort of religion, if you say, if you wish, that they are better people. They're special people. And we've been called Amaleks from a long time ago, the white race, the whole European race, and the whole world, the rest of them, white, no white, Asian, whatever, called Goems. This is a racist, racist ideology. These people are sick. They sacrificed even their own people. We all know, well, remember the harsh lockdowns in Israel. They vaccinate the shit out of everybody. The Benjamin Netanyahu said that
their own people, and those Jews vaccinated who died, many of them of vaccine are also Jews. That's why. So to generalize in that word, I would not do it.
I generalize it because the same vaccinated cattle in Israel stood up for their vaccinators right now just because they're Jews. So they aligned themselves with that group. So they aligned themselves. You know, if it quacks like a dog, walks like a dog, so it must be a dog. I don't care. I mean, I really don't care if it's a little taxi driver Jew or a bicycle driver or a nicest man in the world. He identifies himself with that criminal tribe, then he's one of them. It's like the people in Russia, if they identify themselves and glorify the Stalin, so that's it. It's done because they identify. We are the Zionists. We all know the most non-Jewish Zionists that we have in the United States and throughout the world, they call themselves a Zionist. Yes, no. I agree. It's not only the Jews, but again, being a Zionist, it means being a part of, have a membership club of that Jewish idea. So it's a Jewish program. In other words, it's not an Italian program. They don't hate the especially white race or humanity because they're Italians. No other nation, as I know, have that ideology. Right. Well, it's just sickening me that anywhere they infiltrate, anywhere the Jews infiltrate in the last 200 years that we can trace, those countries going down a drain. 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. What's going on in Armenia now? what's going on in the whole world. I mean, literally, like, they opened the borders in your country, in Germany, in Italy. They're all Jews behind it, officially. United States, they opened the borders in our country. Mr. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, he's proud to open the borders. The gun grabbing is going on. Also, initiative is behind the Jews. Anti-Defamation League, Southern Low Poverty Center, the whole Federal Reserve, this whole bad, evil stuff comes from them. The satanic Hollywood bullshit, this, like, really degraded music industry, like, everything. CDC chief, Walensky, Walensky, whatever her last name was. It's unbearable. It's unbelievable. And I'm not saying only the Jews in it. Anyone who aligns themselves with them is part of it. I don't care. I'm not doing no DNA test to people to identify their genes. Who knows what we have inside of us? We think we're Armenian, but I'm sure we have some other genes too, because that's how nations formed. But that's not the point. The point is the state of the mind, the evilness, the unlimited evilness that they have. They just reflect unlimited, endless evilness. It's just that evil has no, the sky is the limit. I mean, this is bad. I mean, really, this is, we can talk about this and say, you know, use the words globalist and this left-wing communist. But if we miss the point, if we do miss the point of aiming specifically narrow it down what ethnicity these people are, then we're missing it. It's the Jewish agenda, Zionist Jewish agenda, to exterminate us. You dig everywhere, you'll find the Jews everywhere. There is no way without them. It's like, I'm not sure, I cannot prove, but Bill Gates, he reminds me of my former landlord in L.A., with a voice, with his tone, exactly the same, and he was a Jew. I did some research on him. It's hidden, but I think he's also Jew. At least he behaves like one. Yeah, so I believe that besides the human nature, which unfortunately a lot of times is corruptible and rotten and disgusting, it makes it even worse to have Jews involved in this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying there is no bad Caucasian Europeans or whatever. There is, they are, of course. That's why the Jews are so successful with their agenda. If they would not have the local prostitutes in every country that they can buy, then we would not.
If they could not buy these corrupt locals in Armenia, they would not succeed. In Georgia, they would not succeed. In no country, they would succeed. They act only because of money they have, so that they can buy whoever, whatever, wherever. And that's the secret of their success.
Absolutely.
So we are also guilty of that. I mean, the other nations.
Marina, dear, it's just a human rotten nature. We, for last 3-4 years, I think we've been through enough to understand that, you know, the human nature is pretty shitty. It's pretty shitty. It's full of conformism, full of complacency, full of jealousy towards each other, greed. And I mean, there is a lot of negative.
There's also a good thing in humanity. That's true. Because if there wouldn't be so, there would succeed 100%. I mean, in vaccination plan, in everything, there are many things that they failed. Why? Because of the same other human nature. Because of advanced people with mind who can analyze themselves, who can understand what's going on, who wake up the others. And that's also the good thing that we also have. Improper things are more, much more than good things. But those good things exist also. And they didn't allow that all shit to happen.
Sure. It's not without it, of course. Sure, I agree 100%. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. Me and you and many, many other people, they just cannot keep quiet and they wake people up and they trying to, you know, change the world. That's basically, with my humble opinion, I think we are putting our little nickel, dime, or whatever, little penny in the whole big pot of the fight, because we don't have another choice. We will not survive if we don't do anything. If we do nothing, we will not survive. That's a guarantee. We're not immune to wars. They can start wars anytime, anywhere they want to. Just because you live in Germany and not live in the United States, we think it's not going to happen. I stopped thinking like that in that format years ago. I know that everything is possible. I mean, just name it. Everything is possible. What I've seen and what I've learned for the last 3-4 years, I can declare everything is possible. Nothing is out of the table. So whatever the weirdest thing you can, unimaginable thing you can, it crosses your mind, the idea, you have to entertain the thought that it's possible. All kinds of crazy, insane stuff is possible. These people have no limits for their evil. They have no limits. They're maniacs, megalomaniacs. They're psychopaths who's dreaming about some kind of a world that they're going to play the gods. That's another reason, by the way, why I know their plans will fall. They will not succeed because it's too crazy. It's obviously they make decisions when they do their drugs. They're all on drugs. It's a sober person would calculate the reality and realize that this is undoable. But in their crazy mind, in their crazy world, they want to have this 1984 even worse. Orwellian world that we're going to be like a little nuts and screws in a whole big machine that they can just, we can operate like robots.
They just go too far. They went too far this time with this interference in our body. I mean, you should not be a politician. It's enough if you are a normal human being with a normal mind. If you hear such things that a single person, like Klaus Schwab, sits and says that our plan is the junction of our biological, physical, and digital identities. I mean, that says one man. Even if you have the whole money in the world, what the hell are you to decide to plan anything with my biological identity, with my body? So biological identity is my body. What the hell are you to do with my body and to decide what it was going to be in future, to junction, to collide it with, I don't know, with digital world? Mighty persons with money, they just sat down and decided it for us, decided what we are going to do with our bodies. If a normal human being hears that, the first reaction should be, what? Go to hell. But I'm just astonished. Some people hear that and said, oh, okay, what we can do if it is already decided. That I can't understand this. Can you explain how can the people, the first reaction, healthy reaction should be, what? Go to hell in this finger, to show the finger, what you have to do with my body.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just the complacency is killing me. The people go like, well, yeah, that's, they worship the government. They worship the people in government. If you're a senator who was aligned with Zionists, you're untouchable. Yeah. Nothing will happen to you. Look what happened to Epstein. Look what happened to Epstein. In a super high security prison, he committed suicide. No case, nothing.
Who believes that?
Telling you, there is no justice in this country when it comes to the high level. On everyday life, pretty much. Yeah, I agree. I give you that. But when it comes to the high level of important people, especially from a billionaire's clubs, they can get away with murder. There is nothing you can do. Nothing. Nobody. Look at this, the New York tunnels. The New York tunnels, when the Jews get busted with the child trafficking, with the bloody mattresses from kids, with the car seats, the child.
About that story. I mean, when I heard it, my first reaction was, that's kind of primitive. How all of a sudden comes out that this mattresses, is it not a bit show?
No, it's not a show. They got busted for real. They were building these tunnels. They were doing some dirty shit over there. And did you hear that in the court? No, because the Jews involved in it. Nothing will. You will hear nothing. They just show the first bust, and they show how they get busted. They show some of the tunnels, and now these tunnels are filled. Case is closed. That's it. Just like the Pizzagate. Just like the Pizzagate. Just like the every little sweet guests of the Epstein, including Trump and his buddies, everybody. Did you hear anything about it? No. Because this country, just like all other countries in the world, is so corrupt. It is in such a bad shape. Listen, 9-11, why are you going far? 9-11, the Zio government blew up the Twin Towers, killed his own citizens. Anybody went to court? No. And it's all proven. The guilty parties are known. It's George Bush Sr. It's George Bush Jr. It's the Giuliani. The list is big. Did anybody went to jail? No. The government murdered.
We should unite now and not let them to pass their laws, what they are planning to do in the future. This agenda, so to say.
Yeah, not to comply, because they're talking about the pandemic X coming. The same Putin that most stupid Americans think that he's fighting the West, he's with them. He's getting paid under the table. I have no proof, but I have no doubt to start the war. He's getting coordinated from the center when to shoot, how to start the war, how long to do that until they buy the land, until they sell old weapons, until they money launder through the Ukraine and NATO. They're all part of it. All of them part of it. So if anybody naive enough to think that Putin and Trump or some of those clowns are against any kind of a shadow guy, it's a show. It's a cheap Hollywood show. It's an obvious cheap show. But the good news is people like me and you, we speak up. The real, real genuine sources that they do speak up, and, you know, very valuable information comes out, and a lot of people, that's good news. Like I said, I'm having a big faith in awakening process, which is happening even in Japan, against this pandemic agreements, against this climate bullshit, even though the bad news, they put that little bitch in the power in Mexico. But I know in Mexicans how they shoot people in the head, knowing the cartel's interest in cash money, not the CBDC, knowing the nature of that country. That's why I love that country. I mean, seriously, it's brutal. Sometimes it can be brutal, seriously. But, I mean, if you're an ordinary guy, you're not a billionaire or something, you don't stick your nose in politics, you pretty much can manage peaceful life in that country. And we have a corruption here. It's only one way strictly. It's for the elite, for the high level of criminals and maniacs. But for us, oh no, you can't even drive your car without like expired tags or something. You will get punished. But for them, it's okay. And the most important people to wake up, it's the Americans, because a lot of things depends on the future of future scenarios in America. A lot of things, the world depend on it. What's next? The Mexico now with that president is also questionable. We got to do something. We have to stand up. We have to be firm. We should not let some little group of pieces of shit dictate, you know, to us how we live our life. And trust me, they are afraid of us, because if they would not, they would be done with us a long time ago. They are worry about our reaction. I believe in the fact that, to me it's a fact anyway, that they're watching really carefully how many people will buy into their shit, how many people would say no, and they act accordingly. They gather statistics and they go like, okay, everybody wear the mask, it's fine. But then when they see rebellion expose, they back up a little bit. So they would be done with us long time.
Act like the scheme is problem, reaction, solution. And that reaction in the middle, that's the period when they look to our reaction. That's very important. It's not the problem that they cause and solution. There is a reaction in between. And that's very important.
Yes, and then the solution comes out of that reaction. Your reaction. Don't compromise. Your reaction is important for the solutions.
You know, cities all over the world have many, many difficult problems, but we are right now with a plan that I think is gonna work.
Yeah. Platform, there are three areas specifically that she outlines where we could see potential change. The first one is in the energy sector, where you know, her scientific background and environmental engineering degree has pushed her to state that she looks to foreign direct investment in clean and renewable energies in Mexico, something that's very different from sort of the fossil fuels and dirty energy that AMLO has pushed forward during his administration.
Thank you.